Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, October 3rd. You'll be interested to know. 35 years ago, today in 1990, Germany was joyfully reunified, ending decades of division and marking a triumphant moment of human unity and democratic progress. This inspiring event, celebrated as German Unity Day in Berlin, Germany, stands as a powerful testament to reconciliation, perseverance, and the enduring human spirit. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline. This morning it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 4 feet. By noon, the height holds at 3+ feet, but conditions become choppy as the wind shifts onshore at 8 miles per hour. Expect the surf to drop slightly to 2 to 3+ feet later in the afternoon as the wind picks up. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 4-foot incoming high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 2 feet at 13 seconds and the sideshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 4.5 feet, just before 8 a.m., followed by a 2-foot low tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start fair with waves at 3 to 4 feet and light southeast winds. Expect a slight decrease in size later in the day as winds shift onshore. Sunday brings cleaner conditions with 2 to 3 feet, making it the most favorable day. Monday maintains similar size, but could feel a bit more challenging as winds pick up slightly. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 66 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:32 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:47. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a high near 74 and a light north wind at 5 to 10, gusting up to 20. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions, with a low around 61 and light southwest winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be mostly sunny, with highs near 74 and a light southwest breeze of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday and Monday stay mostly sunny, with highs around 73 and nights in the low 60s, while patchy fog develops late Monday night into Tuesday morning. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Navy SEAL Museum San Diego officially opens to the public on Saturday, October 4th. After decades of planning and anticipation. Located near the Embarcadero at 1001 Kettner Boulevard, the museum highlights the area's rich military history through exhibits, interactive experiences, and more. Retired SEALs will serve as museum docents to educate visitors about their work. The museum also pays tribute to fallen service members at the Navy SEAL Memorial and supports families through the Trident House Charities Program. Tickets cost $20 for guests age 13 and older and $13 for youth ages 4 to 12, while kids age 3 and under and military personnel receive free admission. Now on to sports. Last night, on Thursday Night Football, the 49ers beat the Rams in overtime 26-23. Mac Jones was 33 for 49 with 342 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Matthew Stafford was 30 for 47, with 389 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. The 49ers are now 4-1, and the Rams fall to 3-2. And on Sunday Night Football this week, we got the 2-2 Patriots in Buffalo to face the 4-0 Bills. Bills are favored by 7.5, with the over-under set at 49.5. Kickoff is at 8:20 Eastern on NBC. And in college football, tomorrow, number 18 Florida State is at home against number 3 Miami. Kickoff is at 7:30 Eastern on ABC. In local sports, the Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in the winner-take-all Game 3 of their wild card series last night. Things became tense in the ninth inning for the home team. The Cubs benefited from what seemed to be a bad strike call by home plate umpire DJ Rayburn. After the Padres' Jackson Merrill homered, shortstop Xander Bogaerts struck out on a 3-2 count on a ball that appeared to be below the strike zone. Bogaerts protested, as did manager Mike Schilt. The Padres' season is now over, while the Cubs advance to face the Milwaukee Brewers in the National League Division Series. On to the NFL. This week, we got our 3-1 Chargers at home, facing the 2-2 Commanders. The Bolts are favored by 2.5, with the over-under set at 47.5. Kickoff is at 1:25 on Fox. And in college football tomorrow, the now unranked 4-1 Trojans are on a bye. Next week, they're back at home to face Michigan. In top news, this country has just been named the best place in the world to retire in 2025 for its healthcare, equality, and quality of life. Norway topped the new 2025 Global Retirement Index, evaluated across 44 developed states. The report emphasized that Norway regained its top position, driven by strong health outcomes, low unemployment, and high income equality. It ranked first in material well-being, second in quality of life, and fourth in health. The United States came in at 21st place. However, relocating to Norway can be challenging for United States citizens due to strict residence permit requirements. In business news, getting an MBA in the United States has become more expensive and less profitable. A Bloomberg analysis shows that the return on investment fell at 4 out of 5 business schools as pay after graduation has stagnated. This year's update projects a typical return on investment of 12.3% a year, down from 13.3% last year. The main reason for this decline is that projected post-degree earnings increased only 1.7%. Syracuse University's Whitman School of Management experienced the sharpest decline as tuition and expenses rose significantly. Tulane University's Freeman School of Business saw its return on investment double, thanks to a rise in compensation. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 7% for the week, to $120,000. Ethereum is up 9% to just under $4,500. And XRP is up 5% to $3.01. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI's Sora has skyrocketed to third place on the App Store. Currently, OpenAI has 2 apps in the top 3, but it still trails behind Gemini due to the sustained success of Google's Nano Banana image model. On September 30th, OpenAI released Sora, a social app powered by a revamped version of its original generative video model. Despite being invite-only, the app gained considerable momentum, with 56,000 installs in the United States on its first day and 108,000 installs on its second day. Interestingly, 2 out of the current top 3 apps heavily rely on multimodality, suggesting users may prefer image and video-based AI features. And in entertainment news, Shane Black believes Robert Downey Jr.'s portrayal of Dr. Doom will single-handedly reinvigorate comic book movies. Downey is returning to the Marvel spotlight, but this time, he is not suiting up as Iron Man. He will take on the iconic villain role in Marvel Studios' upcoming film, Avengers Doomsday. Black expressed his excitement about Downey's casting during a promotion for his movie, Play Dirty. Despite skepticism from fans and critics, many think Downey's return could be just what Marvel needs to regain momentum. If the film delivers, it might reshape how legacy actors are utilized in superhero storytelling. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and poet, Maya Angelou. And she said, "We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.